explain your practice regimen. I know you touched on that briefly before, but I know a lot of people are interested in this, especially me, and also how you prepare for your hunts through physical training or whatever.
Well, I shoot bullseyes a lot, most of the time. A lot of bow hunters don't. They stress the practice on animal targets as being very important. But I bear down and shoot the best in the off season on bullseyes, and it trains me to shoot at non-bullseye targets. I've never had a problem with picking a spot on an animal and pretending that's a bullseye. So I shoot bullseyes most of the time, and I actually monitor my shooting. I shoot the old PAA 300 round year round. It's about a 3 1/4 inch bullseye that is the five spot, and then it goes out to 4, 3, 2, and 1. I know what I used to shoot score wise when I shot indoor tournaments on that round, even 30 years ago. And I know how well I shoot from year to year on that round. And it gives me a gauge of how well I'm doing compared to how well I did last year or 10 years ago or whatnot. And so I routinely, with a hunting bow, and my average hunting bow is about 75 pounds, I routinely shoot in the high 290s on that 300 round with my fingers. That's a 20-yard. It's a 20-yard target round, so I'll shoot either half a round, 30 arrows, or a full round, 60 arrows from 20 yards. And that gives me a good gauge as to whether I need to improve or I'm doing just fine. But mixed with that, I shoot at all distances out to 70 yards. I do have a 70-yard pin on my bow. I don't apologize for that. I don't shoot at animals that far, but my experience has always told me that if I practice at longer range, the shorter range shots are almost slam dunk, and I think it's important to practice at a variety of yardages. I also stump shoot quite a bit, and I accelerate that program in the late spring and early summer months, and I like to go out with friends and shoot at unknown distance with rubber blunts or judo points. It's a great sharpener for estimating range by eye, and that's basically my strategy, and it works for me. As far as getting physically prepared for hunting season, I do enough severe physical bow hunting in the summer and the fall that I don't feel I get too far out of shape anytime during the year. But I live in a mountainous area, and I do a lot of hiking, and I do cross-country skiing in the winter. And I always, when I'm in airports, which I'm in seems like every week of my life in the late winter and spring, going from one seminar spot to the next, I never take the moving walkways unless I'm late for a plane. I always walk as much as I can, and I take the stairs, not the elevators and whatnot. And that's basically all that I do. I'm not on a real serious gym regimen. I may have to someday, but I've never felt handicapped up to the present time with just the normal activities that I like to do.